It's Tuesday, April 26, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. The e-commerce and inflation link, 3 in 5 CIOs would replace their technology, and women in tech on the rise, says Deloitte. This is the Business of Tech. I spotted this article about the link between e-commerce and inflation in Axios. Prices are no longer static. The idea of previous menu costs has been disrupted. Previously, if a restaurant needed to raise its prices, previously required reprinting all of the menus. Now, if the menu is a QR code, it's all about changing a web page. Some physical stores are following suit too, with e-ink displays or a restaurant changing prices, depending on where and how it was ordered. However, as we pay less attention, we become less price sensitive, giving companies more scope to raise prices. Prices have become much more dynamic. Why do we care? There's some real pricing lessons here for smaller providers. It's my observation that many struggle to change their prices even yearly. Sure, I'll observe that this article is consumer-focused and I'm considering business engagements. Still, there's nothing wrong with being more dynamic with pricing for many smaller companies, especially dealing with micro-businesses. There's a difference between changing the price during a contract term and changing the price at the first sale. Why not make your initial price more flexible, allowing you to be much more nimble? So Lenovo was surveying CIOs. 3 in 5 would replace half or more of their current technology if they were given a chance. 9 in 10 CIOs say that their role and responsibilities have expanded beyond technology, including non-traditional areas such as data analytics and business reporting, 56%, sustainability and ESG at 45%, DE&I at 42%, HR and talent acquisition, 39%, and sales and marketing, 32%. Businesses would feel an impact in no more than a few weeks if they halted spending on digital transformation initiatives, according to 61% of respondents. 8 in 10 CIOs agree their tech vendors are so effectively integrated that it increases their overall productivity. Why do we care? I love CIO surveys because if you're in the virtual CIO business, these are your peers or the thinker you have to emulate. How about those non-traditional areas VCIOs? Are you doing data analytics, DE&I, HR, or sales and marketing? Particularly for those in mid-market, these are the areas of responsibility you are either competing with or should consider how to be more valuable to. Deloitte Global with some diversity data, predicting that there will be nearly 33% more overall female representation in large global firms on average in 2022, up slightly more than 2 percentage points from 2019. According to Deloitte's estimates, women's share in the overall global tech workforce has increased by 6.9% from 2019 to 2022. While their share in technology roles has grown by 11.7%. Notably, the firm said that the fastest growth, an estimated gain of nearly 20%, has occurred in the proportion of women in leadership. Why do we care? Interestingly, this podcast data on 300 companies we track shows about a percentage point since 2020, so not far off. The trend seems similar at least. It's worth observing the population is over 50% female, and that college and university attendance is also well over 50% now as well. We should be seeing this grow faster, to be honest. As an MSP, managing the security of multiple clients, ensuring you can quickly and efficiently respond to security incidents across your customers is critical to reducing the severity and consequences. Trend Micro's SOC as a service solution, tailored for MSPs, not only augments your existing team with security expertise, but also proactively hunts for threats and indicators of attack across your entire customer base. We call this multi-tenant detection and response. Learn more and get the MSP's SOC as a Service playbook using the link in the show notes or visit trendmicro.com/MSP. Thanks for listening. Got a tip? Got a story? Drop me a note. Dave@MSPradio.com. And I'll talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.